Welcome to Davyomi Yerushalmi, your sponsor on the schus of the return of all the hostages at the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Psachim Davronei in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Shvi, beginning Halacha Beis. So the Mishnah, Ein Tzoylim Es HaPesach Loi B'Shipud V'Loi B'Askalo. You cannot roast the Korban Pesach, not on a spit, and not on the grates of the grill, because it's metal. And we'll see in the Gemara, it says Tzliyesh, it needs to be roasted directly by the fire and not by something which is heated from the fire and is not the fire itself. Gamliel told his slave Tavi, "Tze v'tzle lonu sapesach ala haskalo." Gamliel, as we'll see in the Gemara, argues and he holds you could roast the Pesach on the grill, and that's what he told Tavi Avdoi to do. Nogu b'charso shel tanur, if the Pesach touched the cheres of the tanur, which means it touched the wall, which is a clay of the oven, yiklif is bekoimer. That place that touched the tanur, you have to peel it and remove it. And the reason is because that place became tzli, came roasted from the oven and not from the fire. Not of meroit foy al cheres. If some of the juice of the Korban Pesach falls on the cheres, on the clay, v'chazor elav and jumped back into the korban, Yito is mekoyimo. You have to remove its place. Meaning you have to take the piece of the Korban Pesach where the roitiv, where the juice touched it, you have to remove it again because it was not sli directly from the fire. But here it's not enough to do kiluv, not enough to just remove the outer layer, but he has to cut in a deeper place of the meat because the liquid goes in. Not the meroit for el soilis. If the sauce, if the juice of the Korban Pesach goes on to soilis. Soilis means flour. As we'll see in the Gemara, the soilis over here is boiling. So when the juice comes out from the Korban Pesach, touches it, it becomes tzli machbas dover ach, it becomes tzli not directly from the fire. And therefore you have to get rid of that piece of Korban Pesach. So you have to remove not only the Pesach, not only the juice, but also the flour that's touching. So it says, yikmo itas mekoimo, you have to remove that place with the flour. So that should the Gemara. Tzliyesh loy tzli shibut. It needs to be a tzli coming from the fire, not from the spit. Loy tzli gdeiro, not from a pot. Loy tzli askalo, not from the grates of the grill. Loy tzli matakas, not any type of metal. Loy tzli koldo, not tzli than anything else but fire. Now the Gemara is going to come and ask him that. And the Gemara is going to bring a braiso, which refers to tzaras. One of the tzaras that we have is michvas esh. It comes from a burn. The one got burned and then it grew tzaras. So first of all, the Gemara starts with the braiso, the beginning of the braiso. Yechol moireres, could it be when there's still pus in the burn? Tomud loy my voice, so michyas amikvo, it needs to be somewhat dry. In michyas amikvo, yechol atzaset salekes, could it be until it turned to be a scar, completely dry? Tomud loy michbas eish, it needs to be a loop, still the position that it is a burn. Haketzat chiso v'lechiso, it needs to be somewhat healed, but not completely. Then we see later, tzareves hamichvohi. And the more dash with the word tzareves, achetikrim keklipas shum. They will have some outer layer which is very thin, like the peel of the garlic, which means it's not very thick, meaning it's beginning to heal. Now, the Gemara does not quote the Hemshech HaBraisa, but the Gemara is really referring to the Hemshech HaBraisa. The continuation of the Braisa is that it doesn't matter if it was directly from the fire. If the burn came because he touched fire, or even if he touched a spit or a metal or any other thing that got very warm and gave him the burn, it has also then a michvazesh. So the Gemara says, here by Pesach we say it needs to be fire only. Why here when it says fire it means fire only, and there it means other things as well? It says tzliyesh and kiim tzliyesh. It says it twice. So from there we learn that what shana lava kosul ikuv. The Torah says it has to be fire only. Here it says it's supposed to be a burn. A burn means anywhere there's a burn, direct fire, indirect fire as well. Continues the Gemara from here with base on Shmo bar Avdumo Tomon Chuko Toyro Me'akev Hocho Ma'islach. There you have psukim to tell you that it's me'akev. Meaning Korban Pesach it says Chuko, it says Toyro. Tell me it has to be specifically this way. But here I don't have these words by Michvo. Here's the Gemara going back to the Mishnah that says when Gamliel told Tavi, a slave, to go and roast the Korban Pesach on the grill. Leisam Gamliel tzliyesh, does not agree with tzliyesh. So when he says Pesach Mitzrayim tzliyesh, in Pesach Adorit tzliyesh. When it says tzliyesh is in Pesach Mitzrayim, when they left Mitzrayim the first year, then it's Liesh. But now for the next generations. That's answer number one. We're going to use the Gius of Abchaim. Rav Gamliel, all that told us Eish Keish, he holds that told us Eish is like fire itself. So if I can do Tzliesh by the fire, told us Eish, anything coming from the fire is also good. For Rabban Loyavdin told us Eish Keish, they don't hold that told of Eish is like Eish. That's the reason, according to Rav Gamliel, you could do anything that is heated up, even if it's not the fire itself. Says the Rav Gamliel, Choluk HaChomim, Voice HaLoch HaKeyotzeboy. Someone was bothered that Rav Gamliel was a Yochid arguing Chachomim. Even though you have a different opinion, you should now follow through with that opinion, because you go based on the rabbi. How can it be that he told Tavi, his slave, to go and roast the Korban Pesach? The Gemara does not answer this question. The Gemara continues to explain the words in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Lo yisoichlu yimenu no, ubashar mevushal b'mayim, ki in tzliyesh. Don't eat it raw, don't eat it cooked, but roasted. The Gemara is going to dash in all the different terms that the Pasuk refers to. Ilo amar lo yisoichlu yimenu ki in tzliyesh. Today would say, don't eat but roasted. For lo yinem, I know, and then we're not to say, don't eat raw. Mutter. If you just semi-roasted it, not fully cooked, you just did a little bit, mutter. That's what the Torah says, don't eat raw. It says eat it only roasted. And you now mention the cooking. I would say if you cooked it and then roasted it, it's fine. That's what it says, don't make it cooked. Ubashel, mean don't eat but roasted and not cooked. Wouldn't say the double lush of Bosham of Ushol. Haiti Oimer, we would say what? You have your two gear stars of Chaim brings. Gear one is Bishloy Vitsoyo Ye Mutter. I would think that if you cooked it and then you roasted, it should be okay. Now it's different than before, because before we said Shloko Vitsloyo. Shloko is a much deeper cook. So I think if you cook it a lot, then you can roast it afterwards. But if you cooked it only a little bit, maybe you could roast it. So that's why it says Bashal Mevushal. Another Gear Sarab Chaim brings, which is the opposite of before. Before we said, you can't cook it and then roast it. But maybe you could roast it and then cook it afterwards. That's why it says, Bashem Avushol, no cooking should be done on Korban Pesach. So the Kul Tigmoyo, if it's Tzorich Hushayimar, no, Tzorich Hushayimar Boshol, if it's Tzorich Hushayimar Mavushol, that's the reason all these terms are mentioned in the Pasuk. Says the Gemara, Ochol Kazayis Na Miboid Yoim, if he ate a raw piece of the Korban Pesach before night, on Yudal Nisan, is tani tani chayav, is tani tani potter. So machlokes is chayav a potter on this iser of eating Korban Pesach raw. Mando amar chayav al techlu menu no mikomakom. One who says chayav, it says don't eat it raw. So that's part of not eating it raw. Mando amar potter b'shosh shubikum echotzli huvival techal no. Only when you have to eat, when you have the mitzvah to eat it roasted, so then you have the iser to eat it raw. B'shosh einu bikum echotzli einu huvival techal no. But even in time, you don't have the mitzvah to eat it roasted, so you don't have the aveira to eat it raw. Similarly, the Gemara brings shavar bo etzem mi bo yoyim, he broke a bone in Korban Pesach before the night. He's tani tani chayav, he's tani tani potter. So one brayse says chayav, one says potter. Man dar mechayav, why is it chayav? Because it says ve etzem lo yitzish bo yoyim yikolokom. So don't break a bone in Korban Pesach. You're not allowed to break a bone before the night and during the night. When you're not in time to eat it roasted, so you don't have that veira of breaking a bone. The breaking the bone is only when you have the mitzvah to eat it, so it's still a machlekes we had before. Now we mentioned it briefly earlier and a little later in the Masechta, that when a korban has a psul aguf, it has a psul which is in the body itself of the korban, so then you right away burn the korban. But if the psul is machlas dover acher, or what's called psul machshir, something else is wrong, and therefore you can be mak of this carbon, then you don't burn the carbon right away. You wait for it overnight to become noiser, and then you burn it. So says the Gemara, Noga b'char sashotoner, if the Pesach touched the wall of the oven, psul gufu, it's a psul in the Pesach itself. It wasn't roasted in fire. Finisov miyad, you right away burn it. Noto miretvoy al acheris, if the juice of the Korban Pesach went on a clay, and then it's spilled back to the Korban Pesach, psul machshehu v'tohu tzuro. Meaning the meaning of the Korban Pesach is not psul itself. It's because of the juice that came back into it. So it's considered to be psul machshehu, it's not the Pesach itself, and therefore you don't burn it right away, you wait for it overnight. That's what tohu tzuro means in tohu ibur tzuro. Ibur tzuro means you change the shape of it by waiting overnight and making it nicer. Not only right for the soilus equal as Mikoyim, we saw at the end of the Mishnah that if the juice fell on flour, so you have to take up away the area of the flour. So we're talking about that the flour is boiling, and that's why it cooked or roasted the juice, but not directly by the fire. But if the flour is cold, so then shari, that's the gears of Rav Chaim, and it is mutter. Why? So the Torah didn't say there's a issur for the Korban Pesach to roast other things. He should not be roasted by others, only by fire. So if it touches a hot boiling item, so it's being roasted by that item and not by the fire. But if it's touching a cold item, so it's not being roasted at all. It's just making something else roasted by it. That's okay. There's no issue with that. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Nun Hei.